increase our faith. The disciples begged Jesus, increase our faith. We all like faith. We think faith is a good thing. We all want more of it. But what is it that we're looking for? What do we want to see change? What would need to happen in my life for me to believe that I now have this increased faith? More faith. For all our talk about it, I think most of us would be hard-pressed to define faith. What exactly does it mean? Well, as I hear people talk about it and read about it and so forth, it usually falls into two broad categories, the way I hear it talked about. One is what I would describe as a feeling, a sense that God is good and that everything will turn out okay. Have faith, keep your faith, follow your dreams, and so forth. When push comes to shove, it's really just kind of a vague sense of optimism that allows us to get through another day. And so that's one kind of broad cultural understanding of faith that we get. It just kind of lets us keep going. A second way that I hear it talked about, and again, I have a hard time defining it too much, but as kind of a channel for power, an ability supernaturally to do that which I can't envision doing in my own power. Now that comes in different shapes. The disciples have watched Jesus perform a number of healing miracles and so forth. So to accomplish something that they don't see a way to accomplish in a human sense. And actually here, they've been challenged on the issue of forgiveness. Right before this passage, this is what Jesus said to them. And if the same person sins against you 7 times a day and turns back to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive. They couldn't see being able to do that in human terms. And they thought the answer was, if I had more faith, then I would be able to forgive in the way that Jesus is telling me to forgive. You see, they saw faith as a channel of power to accomplish what they couldn't see accomplishing by their own human strengths. But I want to take a minute to understand how Jesus is using the term and what Luke means when he puts this term out here for us. This passage comes in chapter 17 of Luke. We've already had 16 chapters, and faith has been mentioned 5 times. That's it. 16 chapters, and faith has been mentioned only 5 times up to this point. And it's worth noticing some common threads about what Jesus talks about as faith. Back in chapter 5, we hear the story of the paralytic man who was on a mat and his friends carried him up on the roof of the building where Jesus was staying and cut a hole in the roof and dropped him down in front of Jesus. Remember that story? And Jesus, and we're told, when he saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven you. He saw their faith. Their faith in the action of this, I can't imagine how daring this was to go cut a hole in somebody's roof and drop somebody down through the roof, plop them right in front of Jesus. That was faith, Jesus said. Then in chapter 7, we read about a centurion, a Roman centurion, who had a slave that was very sick and near death. And this centurion was in fact quite beloved among the local Jewish people. He had been very generous with the Jewish people. He had actually built their local synagogue, we are told. And he was asking for Jesus to heal this servant of his. And so Jesus begins making his way to the centurion's house. And the centurion sends word out to meet Jesus. Oh, you don't need to come here. I'm not even worthy for you to come to my house, to come under my roof. Just say the word. He says, I get it. I understand how authority works. I am a man in authority. I have those under me. Somebody gives me an order, I follow it. I give somebody else an order, and they follow it. I tell my soldier to go here, my slave to do this. They do it. I get how authority works. You don't need to come. Just say the word, and he will be healed. And Jesus' response to that is, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. Faith. A little bit later in that chapter, we have the story of the woman who broke the alabaster oil of ointment, the alabaster container of ointment, and put it on Jesus' feet and was washing his feet with her tears and drying his feet with her hair. And Jesus says to the woman, your faith has saved you. Your faith in that action has saved you. Go in peace. Then in the next chapter, in chapter 8, and this, by the way, is the only negative reference to faith so far, Jesus has just calmed the storm. He has come out to the boat and calmed the storm, and he's chiding the disciples for being so fearful, and he said to them, where is your faith? You see, their fear was seen as a demonstration of a lack of faith, of an absence of faith. And then finally, the fifth one is the story of a woman who came after Jesus as he was walking through the crowd, and she fought her way through the crowd. She'd had a hemorrhage for years and years that had not stopped. She had been bleeding. And she just said, if I can only reach out and touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And she reached out and touched his garment, and she was healed. And after some hubbub back and forth, trying to figure out who it was that touched him while he's in the middle of this crowd, Jesus says to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You see, I think the common thread to these instances of faith is, I don't know how else to say it, but kind of a reckless abandon. No reservations. No holding anything back. Just putting it out there, doing what I need to do to get to Jesus. No concern with perceptions. No concern with how others might respond to this. No concern about what will happen if I don't get healed, just simply reaching out to Jesus in action. And then he talks about the mulberry tree. He says, hey, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would be able to say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. We usually hear that as kind of a slap to the disciples, that you have so little faith, it's not even the size of a mustard seed. Your faith is so pathetically small. I actually don't think that was Jesus' point. If you want to know the truth, I think he was making fun of them. I think he was mocking them. See, he was saying to them, you think faith is about being able to get stuff done, about being able to accomplish things that you can't see accomplishing from a human perspective. And if you had enough faith, you'd be able to order that tree from there to there. Well, I don't know about you, but I still have to dig up the trees in my front yard if I want them moved. But you see, what Jesus is saying is no. Faith is not about finding the ability, channeling the power for you to accomplish that which you cannot accomplish on your own. Faith is something different. And so he uses a rather curious illustration that's really intended to answer the question, what is faith? And what does it take to increase our faith? And so he uses the illustration of a master and a slave. And the slave has been out working in the field all day. And when the slave comes in at the end of the day after working in the field all day, do you think the master is going to say, oh, here, you sit down. You take a rest. You must be tired. You've been working and sweating all day. Let me prepare you some food. Let me wash your feet. Let me give you a little back rub. No, the master says, put your apron on, fix me some food, feed me, take care of me, and when you're done with all that, then you can go have something to eat yourself. And what is the proper response from the slave? We have done only what we are asked to do. You see, I think the lesson is that faith is not about channeling power to do what I want to do. Faith is about doing what God calls us to do. Faith is about reckless abandonment in following the commands of God, in doing what he says. Now, the illustration that this begins with, forgiveness, is a good illustration of that. Forgiveness is tough. I get that. But sometimes we have this idea that we have to wait until we feel forgiving in order to forgive somebody. And Jesus would say, no, you make the choice to be obedient in forgiveness. And then the faith comes. You see, we are but slaves. Faith is not about feeling the right way. You know, it doesn't really matter whether the slave felt like fixing the master's meal at the end of a long, hard day. It was simply what he was called to do in his place. And we are to remember that we are slaves of God. You see, here's the funny thing I encounter with people. And it's nothing new. The disciples made exactly the same mistake. The disciples thought that if they could get enough faith, then they could do what Jesus told them to do. But Jesus says to them, no, you do what I tell you to do, and you will find the faith in the doing, in the obedience. Stepping out and doing what God calls us to do. You see, we think faith will enable me to do what God tells me to do. It's the other way around. It's the doing that retrains us. It's the doing that transforms us. It's the doing that changes us, that brings us to that place of faith and trust and confidence. And so he says to the disciples here, you want to increase your faith? Be obedient. You want to increase your faith? You want more faith? Be recklessly abandoned to God. Nothing held back. No restraints. No worries about what you look like to other people. No worries about what somebody else might say. No worries about whether it's going to work or not. No worries about whether you'll get the healing you need or not. No worries about whether you're going to feel forgiving or not. If you want more faith, take action. God is not going to sit up in heaven and magically pour faith into you until you're ready and feel good about doing what he's calling you to do. Faith is about the choice to take action and then finding the faith in the action. If we want more faith, we have to act like it. Or as somebody quoted in our adult education class on James, which was a very closely related issue of faith and works, fake it till you make it. Sometimes that really is the best advice. Just get out and do it. And in the doing, your faith is increased. Amen.